the Indian government has been criticized for its decision to start joint scientific research programs with Israel. Earlier this month, University Grant Commission in New Delhi signed a memorandum of understanding for a research program with the Israel Science Foundation. However, a group of Indian academicians, students and civil society members have opposed this move, calling it an unholy alliance. As part of the international campaign for the academic and cultural boycott of Israel, this group alleged that Israel violates the foundational principles of academic and cultural contacts.
If you have a state that is completely trampling on the academic freedom and the cultural life of a people, then you know you are not allowing them to actually lead an academic life, a cultural life.
According to these civil society members, by this agreement, India has lent a stamp of approval to the Israeli policies of colonialism, apartheid, and occupation.
That's why it's entirely correct to call Israel an apartheid state, not just with regard to its occupation, which is, as I pointed out, the longest running illegal military occupation since 1936 in the whole of the last 150 years. And it is backed by the United States of America. It is backed by the Western European countries.
Israel has been pushing hard to increase its arms sales with India at any cost, despite India's banning of some industries that are involved in bribery scandals. India established diplomatic relations with Israel in 1992. It has now become the largest importer of military hardware from Israel and also has a number of joint projects underway. As India increases its military purchases from Israel, valued to be in the range of some $9 billion, it virtually underwrites Israel's military occupation of the Palestinian lands.
If we buy such a large amount of arms from Israel today, we end up by being actually the subsidizer of Israeli arms industry, and that in turn is actually going into subsidized occupation. So I think Indian government has to realize that support to the Palestinian people and support to Israel arms industry are not compatible.
However, the Indian government remains unmoved. The new agreement will last for 5 years, and $100,000 will be provided as grants to the selected research projects. Sanjay Sethi, Press TV, New Delhi.